the number maxed out in 1926, and I think there were like about 700 traps in Alaska.
Wow.
There were a lot.
And like your book talks about, just one of those traps could effectively harvest a million fish.
Yeah, I mean, some traps were known to have caught a million fish in a single season. And, you know, they were manned by just a watchman or two watchmen, and the tender came out to unload the traps periodically. The canneries loved the traps because it gave them control over their resource. They were very efficient. Again, the trap was sitting there, just a couple men on it. And it also provided them with a live inventory of fish. And there's, you know, a lot of these days, there wasn't ice being used to refrigerate fish. You know, it was just pull the fish out of the water and get them to the cannery. And, you know, in some cases, they could be out of the water for days before they got canned. That was a, you know, kind of a bad deal. But with the trap, the canneryman says, well, we need 30,000 fish, you know, to run the cannery today. And if they knew they had them in the trap, you know, they go out to the trap and get them and deliver fresh fish to the cannery and go for it.
Meanwhile, there are fishermen in Alaska opposing the fish traps.
Yeah, particularly in southeast Alaska. I mean, the guys just saw the traps just taking away their jobs. I mean, you know, we're fishermen. We know how to fish, you know, but these traps, the canneries depend on those, and they're just putting us out of work. But I may add that you know, southeast Alaska's contribution to salmon catching technology was actually the floating trap. Because all the traps used in the Great Lakes and, you know, early ones in Alaska were pile traps. You know, they were piles that were driven, you know, in rows and you know, in various shapes to make the trap itself, which funneled the fish into a holding area. But in southeast Alaska, you know, it's a big rocky place. The water is too deep along the shore. Or it's rock bottom. You can't drive piles. So I think it was about like 1907 in Ketchikan, a fellow there started designing a floating trap, which suspended trap wire, which is heavy-duty galvanized chicken wire, you know, from floating Sitka spruce logs. The trap wire was weighted with bags of rocks at the bottom. But this was Alaska's contribution to fish-catching technology or southeast Alaska's, and they were very popular and very, very effective. You could put them basically anywhere you wanted.
So there were some people in Alaska making a profit on the fish traps.
Yeah. You know, there were a lot of congressional hearings on getting rid of traps. And, of course, the canning industry was there defending them. And they said, yeah, you know, before the season, there were guys out, you know, building the traps and preparing things. And, you know, there were actually factories in Ketchikan that made the trap wire, the galvanized trap wire. And they used millions of pounds of this stuff a year at the end of the season. They just cut it down, let it sink to the bottom of the sea, and put up fresh stuff the following year. The timber industry, they were providing the piles, and they were providing the spruce logs. I mean, the timber industry and the fishing industry were very, very closely tied together.
So then, where was the real controversy? That most of the money was going to guys who owned the fish traps downstate?
Yeah, yes. I mean, it was out-of-state corporations that were owned, you know, in Seattle and San Francisco. Pacific American Fisheries, which is Bellingham-based, they had the cannery in Petersburg. They were one of the biggest trap operators, you know, in the territory. And they were making the money, and they were controlling the industry. And it was basically, you know, putting Alaskans out of work.
But nobody could do anything about it if Alaska was still a territory?
Exactly, yeah. Alaska didn't have jurisdiction over its waters. I mean, this was a very, very, very hot issue that the fish traps were. And during the Constitutional Convention, there was a lot of discussion about it.